News Talk 1620 WTAW, continuing our visits about the home football opening weekend at A&M and how that affects local agencies. Rhonda Seaton with the College Station Police Department on hand. Rhonda visited with June Broughton at Transportation Services, trying to get people in and out of the Kyle Field and the fan zone as easily as possible, but a lot of patience is going to have to be required by everybody involved on Sunday.
It is. It's been, I guess, about 10 months since we had a football game, and so we're going to have to kind of start getting used to the craziness of football weekends in Aggieland again. It's a good craziness, though. I'm especially excited about this game because I get to go as a real person. It's the first game since I got out of school that I've been to that I didn't have to work, and so I get to go as a real person, so I've got to follow my own advice here whenever I go to the football game on Sunday night.
Or at least you're hoping you get to be a civilian.
I'm hoping I will. I'm gonna be in pretty good company where I'm sitting, so I'm hoping that they're not going to be acting up any.
So what are the tips from the law enforcement side?
We have worked for years developing a plan, working with A&M, working with TxDOT, developing a traffic plan, and we have gotten very, very efficient at emptying that stadium after football games. Compared to other cities, other places I've been in, we do an excellent job of getting people out and on their way and on their way home. We've got two different plans. One we call Go with the Blue, which is our pedestrian exit plan. And then we have another one called Go with the Green, which is our vehicle exit plan. We have a link on the City of College Station website that links back to the A&M site for both of those plans. And so you can go to www.cstx.gov and hit the link, and it'll take you and to the maps and show you which way traffic will flow. Just a little reminder to people, there will be officers out there directing traffic, and you may have a very good reason for needing to go south when everyone else is going north, but they cannot let you. And it doesn't matter how many names you call them, which I've been called every name under the sun, or how many times you circle around. If you need to go the opposite direction of everybody else, they can't. You know, it would be unsafe for the people down the road because they're expecting everybody to be going a certain direction, and we can't have random cars going opposite just because they need to pick somebody up. Now, of course, for emergency traffic, that's a little bit different, but unless you've got lights and sirens on your vehicle and you're running emergency traffic, you need to follow the officer's directions and be patient.
Which goes right back around to going to the websites and seeing where the parking is. If you have to or want to leave a certain direction, that's where you need to park.
Exactly. And, you know, you can always circle back around, but the problem that we have is people will make arrangements to pick up somebody in the main parking lot on the west side of the stadium right off of Welborn Road. Well, you've got hundreds of cars coming out of that parking lot, and there is no way to let one person go in against everybody else and pick up somebody from that parking lot. And so look at the plan, make arrangements to pick up your people wherever you need to be able to pick them up so you can get to them, and don't be able to expect to pick them up at the front door because it's not going to happen. Especially with the sold-out game, we're going to have a lot of people in that stadium, and we want everything to go smooth and want everybody to get home as quickly as possible.
And not only inside the stadium, but you consider the unknown number that just want to enjoy the fan zone and enjoy the other things that happen before the game.
I know lots of people who just go and, you know, they go and tailgate, and they tailgate the whole day, and they don't ever go to the game. They just stay at the tailgate party the whole time. And so we've got a lot of parties going on, and I'm sure it's going to be a little bit different this game with people having to kind of close up and clean out because of classes and people working on campus the next day. But you're right, there's other things going on with people who aren't even attending the game.
Regardless of whether you're in or outside the stadium, they'll, again, demonstrate patience, demonstrate hospitality, have a stiff upper lip if the cheerleading goes a little bit too far.
Exactly. That's the Aggie way. We're known for our graciousness. We're known for our hospitality, and we need to make sure that visitors feel welcome in our community, because, you know, that's what people think of when they think of Aggies. They think of our hospitality and how well we treat our guests, and we want that to continue.
Any other reminders?
If you're not going to the game, I would avoid the area around the stadium from about 4:30 to probably about 7, and then again, kind of keep the radio on, listen to the game, and probably towards the end of the fourth quarter, for a couple of hours, avoid that area too. Pick an alternate route if you're going to church, not going to the game, and just try to avoid the area.
More reminders about Sunday night's Aggie football home opener. Rhonda Seaton, the College Station Police Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.